At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Register. And I got a 20 on the table to start. I'm ready to fucking go.
Dan's locked and loaded.
Dan's got money again.
Rent's paid. Softcore history. Anything we made is now in the account.
Yeah. We're good to
ready to lose it.
We're good to go, baby. We're good to fucking go.
We'll start slow though.
Good. 25
we'll just
on the table.
Dip our toe in. We're a little tentative.
You're weak. What? At least put 100, bitch. Skeet.
Fuck you.
I got to be the big dick on the table now. Fine.
Yeah, pull your balls out, dude.
Okay, here we go. We got Ron dealing the cards today.
I do remember Ron kind of being a savage, so we're going to stay on 19.
I'm going to hit on 12.
Against a 5? You probably shouldn't.
Whatever. I'll chill now.
15, flip a 10. Boom, there it is.
By the way, I stole that card. He would have busted if I didn't. He would have beaten us if I didn't do that.
I don't know if that's true.
That's 100% accurate.
You took a 3. No, he would have had an 18. So I would have still won.
I would have lost.
Yeah.
So I did the right thing for me.
Not necessarily strategically the right thing.
Damn it. I got kicked out of my seat already.
You got to be quick, dog. All right, we're starting out with the
You do. We are on the MyBookie Live Casino in one thing.
Boom, blackjack.
There you go. One thing you do need to keep in mind. Damn, that would have been my blackjack. Fuck.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
That is just dog shit. One thing you got to keep in mind is you got to be quick. They do go really fast on this table. They don't much care whether you are paying attention or not.
So someone actually brought up a good suggestion.
What?
For when we do our bigger hands.
Which is what?
Split it between two seats.
So instead of putting $1,000 on one hand.
$500 on each seat.
Okay.
Which I may do later.
Fair enough.
But I'm currently at the end just so I have total control. From any dumb shit you do.
I'm right in front of you.
All right, we're standing on the 14.
Chilling on that 18 with Ron's 2. Ron's been good to us so far. It's been a
14, 10. Boom.
There you go.
Another dub. Let's go.
This is a good day so far. I'm up a couple hundred to start the day.
We're just easing back into it.
Yeah,
these are all, although I feel in a rage that I'm not betting more because all I've done is win.
Yeah, it's you're
and
losing money.
Chris Felica says, the less you bet, the more you lose when you win.
Yep. I mean, nobody wants that. All right, Ronnie, give me a 3 here. Ooh, a 5. Starting off with 5.
14 against a 7. Got a hit.
Let's see here. Someone doubled down.
What a fucking psycho.
Abbo?
Yeah.
Abbo, you maniac.
And he got fed with the 16, so dealer's going to flip a 10, and he's going to lose.
Yeah, I'll just
that's it. Cool. What are you, 15?
15.
Yeah, keep hitting.
My time expired, so I hit and busted. I did not actually want to do that. I was trying to hit stay, but...
You should have, though. 21. Boom. 19. Another dub. And I still... Yep. Yeah, I got to up it up.
If I had stayed...
Let's go. This is where I start losing.
Actually, if I had stayed, you would have busted.
Yeah.
So you're welcome.
Well, you're supposed just do what you're supposed to do.
You're welcome.
Do what you're supposed to do.
I'm winning. That's what I'm supposed to do. Oh, look, he's got 100 on the table. Finally, it's a packed table too. We've got Rain and Jazz and Abbo with us.
These aren't real people. 19. Oh no. Sick.
I'm gonna.
Yep. 21.
Oh, sweet. Well, I got Delta.
So anything I just won.
I got Delta pair of twos, so he might as well get blackjack on that one.
Anything I just won, gone.
Back to even on the day, I believe. Come on, Ron. Come on, Ronnie.
They honeypot you. They get you in.
They do.
Get you a couple dubs.
They're smart. They're clever girls. Give me a 9. Hell yeah.
Boom, 20. Gets an 8. Love that.
I'm going to double down.
What?
I have an 11.
Yeah. But against an 8? He's going to give you like a 2.
I don't give a fuck.
It's aggressive. I like it. Whatever. I mean, I don't like it, but.
Well, look, I'm here
it's
to
your
attack.
Money, dude.
I'm here to attack. Took my king there. That would have been 20. Let's go.
Dubs.
Just look.
Just the boys picking up dubs.
Let's go. Let's go. What a ballsy double down, Rob. Wow.
You want to start talking about yourself in the third person?
Wait, I'm just saying what you should be saying. Wow, I admire your courage, Rob.
Is it really courageous? You're playing cards.
Ronnie is shuffling right now, so if you don't know, we're on mybookie.com playing in the live casino.
You just want to feel anything because you've been at home alone.
I have been at home alone, and
you don't know what to
anything.
Do.
You want? It's like it's nice to be away from your kids for like 3 days, but once you're away from them for like a week,
it's comfortable.
You just get kind of sad, it's and nice. Also I'm fucking up. Like
living alone is awesome.
You know how when you don't work out for a while. And you just get out of game shape, and that first workout back is a nightmare?
It's really not the workout so much as the recovery.
Either way.
Yeah.
My body is no longer in game shape, I can tell. Like, the first couple days with kids now is going to be fucking brutal.
You're just going to be sore.
I'm going to be sore. I'm going to be tired because I'm sleeping in. Mm-hmm. Like, my sleep schedule's all fucked. Blackjack for Robbie. Let's go. Oh, my God. Wait, take insurance. If it, no, you will not push me on a blackjack. Whew. Okay.
Well, I got a hit. Yeah, you were good all along. It doesn't matter.
I got pushed on a blackjack.
Not a blackjack, but if you get 21 with multiple cards.
Okay. Maybe push. That's what. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a day I'm having here. I guess football started last night.
Dude. Can I be real? I don't give a shit about the NFL except the Eagles.
I don't really
I don't play fantasy. I gamble a little bit here and there, but I'd rather watch college football and gamble on college football.
Agreed all around.
College football guy through and through, even though my team really, we have no chance. No matter how many times and how many scenarios I lead the UCF Knights to the playoff.
You know it's
reality
fictional.
Is often disappointing.
Yeah. But the over hit, I guess.
Yeah, dude, they put up points. You can't just bet against Davis Mills, all right? Stanford zone, 17, I got to stay, but he's going to flip a 10. Just end me, dude. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh,
why'd you slow play me like that, Ron?
Well.
That's tough. It's a tough beat.
Ronnie is not a dick, but, you know, he'll fuck around a little bit.
Sometimes you fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
We got a good fight weekend.
What?
We got a good fight weekend.
Oh, yeah? Week. Who's going?
We got a good fight night card. That's obviously middle of the day because it's in Dubai. Cody Sanhagen is fighting Umar.
It doesn't feel right to watch MMA while the sun is up.
I kind of love it. Like, it's coffee sports, dude.
I guess.
And then also, there's a big boxing fight at night.
Okay.
Bud Crawford. Who's arguably one of the best boxers of all time, and also mean. Like, he's not a defensive shill like Floyd Mayweather.
Okay.
He hurts people.
That's what you need in a boxer. Yeah.
So I have a lot of money on Bud Crawford this weekend to win by TKO. Because he's a minus 900 favorite, but by TKO, it's minus 150.
Okay. So good odds on that.
Good odds. And he finishes most people.
So you laid that, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I like that.
I put a paycheck on it.
Good Lord. Yeah. I
know.
You, thank God you are alone.
What else am I going to do, dude?
I know. In on sports, I usually bet a lot lower than
13,
you.
20. Boom. There let's go.
What? It's been a good day so far.
It's been a pretty solid day.
$200 here. Ron's feeding it, you know. I'm not going to get crazy and just bet $1,000 for no reason.
It'll get there.
Yeah. But why do it in the first 10 minutes?
Now, what are you hearing out of camp, though, for Mizzou?
Oh, dude.
Good stuff?
Playoffs
Brady Cook?
Playoffs are bust.
But, I mean, how's the team looking?
Offense is fine. It'll really just be how the defense reacts, because we lost. We had five players get drafted, and then our DC left. Still a ton of talent. We got a five-star coming in, and we did pretty well in the transfer portal. But, yeah, we shall see about that defense. Luckily,
defense is going to be questionable for us, too. But we have a stable of running backs.
Yeah.
Like, we're bringing back over, I think, 3,500 yards in the backfield, which is sick.
There you go. How are the receivers?
Receivers are good.
Yeah.
Kobe Hudson. He's pretty solid. KJ Jefferson, though, apparently, thankfully we have two like bullshit games before we play TCU.
Yeah.
But he's got to play himself into game shape, which apparently BT Bates told me at Arkansas he always did.
He played himself into game shape?
He shacked himself with the Lakers, you know? He didn't show up in camp. He doesn't like showing up to camp in shape.
Why not? Why, though? Yeah. You know, make it harder. Make it more fun.
Yeah.
Boom, doubled down, got a 21.
All right.
Wow, Rob, you're so courageous.
19, I'll stay on it. And then he's going to flip a 10. Yeah, he did. Fuck.
Boom. I'm crushing here. I think Mizzou has a really soft first four games, which I love.
We're pretty soft early on. We get Utah at home.
That's rough. That's not soft.
Well, that's at the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying our big games, like Arizona, Utah, both at home. We avoid K-State, which is huge. I think Kansas State's probably going to be the team. Either Utah or K-State's going to be the team in the Big 12. Which, I mean, that's not going on a limb.
Yeah.
Avery Johnson's sick, though. We've been talking about him since his freshman year last year.
It was last year in the game Mizzou played against K-State. Every time Avery Johnson came in, it was just like a first down.
There's a reason they were cool with Will Howard leaving.
Yeah, like they were like, yeah, bye. We don't care. Avery Johnson's... I don't know how he is at passing the ball, because they kind of brought him in only for design runs
shit. He just pulled 21 on us.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, he did.
But, man, he would come in, and you would know it would basically be a design run, and there was nothing you could do. Like, he's a fucking beast. So
he's got a pretty good arm, though. But
I'm sure he does. I think he's like a four-star recruit, maybe even a five-star
recruit. He's definitely the highest quarterback recruit Kansas State has had.
Oh, yeah, no question.
And I think that's after Will Howard, too, who was, up until that point, I think their highest quarterback.
He was a pretty solid recruit.
They typically have the same guy, though, right? It's like dual threat.
White dual threat.
Yeah.
Like Colin Klein or whatever that guy's name was, who was a Heisman finalist.
Wasn't he half, though? Damn, I just busted.
18. Or was
Skylar Thompson was... He's not necessarily white. He's like half black, half white.
I have no idea.
But for the most part, yeah, they design their quarterbacks in the lab.
Yeah. Like in Bill Snyder's basement meth lab.
Bill Snyder, who just kind of left us in the cold twice. We're supposed to interview him.
It's a power move, though. I'm fine with it. That was the first time I ever respected.
Boom.
Blackjack for
Danny boy.
Let's go. Man, I got a hit on this 14 because he got a queen.
It's the first time you ever respected Bill Snyder. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. Let's hit again. Man, I don't like Bill Snyder. Fuck Bill Snyder.
Little Apple.
17.
You ever been to Manhattan?
I've not, no.
It was a good time.
I would rather go to Manhattan than fucking Lawrence. There we go. Let's go.
I've driven through Lawrence. Lawrence is pretty beautiful.
Nah, I've heard it's trash.
it looked much nicer than Manhattan.
I don't know.
I had fun in Manhattan.
Yeah, I had fraternity brothers that went to Manhattan for a game when we were in the Big 12, and they were like, yeah, we went to our chapter at K-State, and he was like, the party was really weird. They just, like, they weren't, like, playing music. They just had, like, local radio on them.
They were just playing podcasts.
Oh, God. they were like, they just had, like, a radio. They just had, like, a plug-in radio in the basement, and, like, the local, like, top 40 station was playing on it. They're like, hey, it's Z109.
Dude, you show up to the party, and they just rock Rogan. I put on the Ron White episode.
Yeah! I would, if I, like, went to one of my son's college weekends in 15 years.
You know what was worse is people, this actually happened when we were in college, they would put on stand-up specials in the back. Like, dude,
what? Back of what?
Like, as background.
Ugh.
Just, no, put on music, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? It's not chill.
All right, we got an 11. We'll double down here. Boom.
Gonna hit on my 11.
Oh, double down. That was the time to double down.
I already hit. It's fine.
Come on, give me a 10, buddy. Bang!
Look at you. 10.
Let's go.
Dead. Glad I didn't double down. See, I could feel it. I double down at the right times.
Yeah.
The times I win.
It's all vibes.
It's all vibes. It's like, yeah, it is all vibes.
No logic, all vibes.
Yes. Man, dealing again. Ron is dealing again. We are again on mybookie.com, the live casino. There's a live casino tab up top. You click on that, and you can see all the tables and stuff. You go, and it's super fun. These are real dealers, man.
Contractually obligated every time he shuffles to say that.
It's just a nice break.
I know.
I don't want to talk to you. I'd rather just say the ad read.
You want to talk about college sports?
All right, what else do you want to talk about college sports?
I guess who outside of it, anybody in the top 15 that might surprise us? That could win the Natty? I think we said it last week, but after further review.
I don't know what, like, Utah and shit looks like.
Do you think more than 7 teams can win the Natty?
No, it's probably about 7 is the max.
I guess the bigger question is, are we in for a really rough season having to listen to Ross? With Ohio State.
Because
they're very good.
They are.
We have to accept Ohio State's probably going to win the national championship.
I don't think so. And I'll give you one reason for that.
Will Howard?
Yeah, I don't know what their quarterback situation
is. Boom. Doesn't matter. Their defense. They have a top 5 defense.
I get all of that. I watched.
Oh, I just push. God damn it.
Yeah, me too. On a 20, I watched them. I mean, they were. I mean, in the Cotton Bowl, they were. It was one of those games where it's like you don't break tackles. You know what I mean?
I like Oregon in that first game though. Not that it matters because they'll both make the playoffs. In Eugene, yeah, Oregon's going to win that game.
I kind of think so. With it's only because of the quarterback situation. Because that's the thing, dude. Like, sweet, your defense if it might be great or whatever. But I mean,
they're both stacked.
If you can't score, I know they're running backs.
They're going to score. Too. Ohio State's going to score points.
I'm just telling you. I'm going to chill on the
12. Oregon's going to be dope. Even though Dylan Gabriel killed his dog,
they're obviously going to.
No.
Uh-oh.
No, there we go.
Hey.
No worries. Always a
They're win. Obviously going to make the playoff and win the Big Ten. Like, I don't... Well, maybe Oregon wins the Big Ten, actually, but...
Did you hear that story, though? Dylan Gabriel killed his dog after 6 months.
Yeah, his puppy had a tummy ache, so he put it down. That's not a winner.
That's classic Dylan Gabriel, though. Anytime something gets tough, he bails.
Yep. I don't like Oregon either, because I don't like Dylan Gabriel. Like, what... It's just not. There we go.
Even when he was our quarterback, I did not like him.
Boom! I'm up a grand. I'm up almost a grand here.
Nice, dude.
Simply
because he, I don't know. He's too in his feels. He's too like emotionally and socially. Aware.
What do you think? What do you see out of Oregon? Because you know Dylan Gabriel very well.
Yeah.
The same way we both know Heupel very well. And
he never liked being at UCF because he thought he was in McKenzie's shadow, which he was. But he, for whatever reason, he hated that McKenzie Milton was universally beloved.
Buddy, I don't want to hit on an 18. Are you fucking kidding? No, oh, that's me. You. Okay. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Hope for the best. Come on.
Bang.
Yeah, I'm up a couple $100s. Not
yeah,
much,
I am up literally a grand now. I was up $900 before the last hand.
Get fucking saucy, though.
I would say if I had to pick from the SEC, I think it's just Georgia, Alabama, and Missouri. I do not trust Ole Miss.
Florida State.
I like Florida State. Even who's their quarterback again though? I forget. But it's
DJ.
Not, what?
DJ Ugalele.
Oh, I actually like DJ. DJ, I'm. We both are DJ boys.
Mm-hmm. If you use them right.
Yes.
Which Oregon Damn. State did last year. Oh, dude. So here's a little fun ticket I pulled. 16-1 to make the playoff. Oregon State.
Interesting.
They're playing in the Mountain West.
Okay. So you're saying they could be the highest ranked G5?
I guess they're technically a G5. I don't even know if they're technically in the Mountain West, but they're playing a Mountain West schedule.
They've got to be a G5, right? Pac-2.
I don't know if they're an independent, or if they're eligible to play in the Mountain West championship.
Yeah,
but here's the thing: they're going to be favored against every team except Oregon.
Yeah,
and if they go 11-1, and only lose to Oregon,
and the G5 is just is it the highest ranked G5 team?
I think so.
So, who do we got here coming in now? I forget her name, but we've had her before.
I bet she changes
this
their name.
This is Dollar Store Mia Khalifa.
Mia Khalifa. Lulu.
That was not her name last time. I swear to God.
Sometimes you got to rebrand. But she gave me a 20. I'm cool with it.
Okay, I'm going to chill on the 14.
Like, obviously, Jonathan Smith went to Michigan State, and Oregon State's not going to be as good as they were last year.
Yeah.
But, man, it just the schedule's much worse.
They're going to drop a dumb game.
Probably.
Maybe two. How many weird, spooky places do they have to go play?
They play in a spooky place.
I know. I know. But the Mountain West is just haunted. It's nothing but spookiness.
Like Air Force.
Yeah. Yeah, like watch Air Force beat them. And then they drop out of the top 20.
Colorado State.
Colorado State is terrible, at least. So.
Yeah, but they'll give Dion a game.
Oh, they're going to beat Dion. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
We got Colorado UCF, too.
So excited to watch, like, every Colorado game and just watch that fucking implosion. If you are high on Colorado at all.
College football 25 is, for some reason.
It's insane. It's insane.
Ew. 16, keep it coming. Give me a 5. Nope.
Chilling on a 17, hoping that works. It's not gonna, but...
Chilling on a barrel.
19, wow.
Damn. Lulu.
Ugh.
Lulu, why gotta be so mean?
Lulu's not being kind to us. Like, come on, Lulu. I think you're sweet. I like you.
Do you like Ole Miss this year?
No. I mean, they're only gonna lose, like, 2 games, maybe. But, like, they... Like, do you remember what Georgia did to them last year?
Yeah.
Like, they're just not on the level that they need.
Actually, I don't remember what Georgia did.
Georgia fucked them so hard.
Yeah. I mean, they gave up a lot of points, right?
They gave up.
But they could still dump it in.
I just don't see it. I don't see it for Ole Miss. Boom!
Who do you have for the Heisman?
A gentleman's 21.
Come on, Bus.
I don't know.
Boom!
Carson Beck. What, or something? Why not?
That's so boring.
Yeah.
Be provocative.
Luther Burden III.
Cam Rising again. another $100 that I just burn.
Every year?
Every year.
How many
Cam
years?
Cam Rising the win Heisman.
Are you up to $600 here?
It's like 3 straight years of Cam Rising as Heisman.
This is
he didn't play last year. I knew immediately. I'm like, oh, that's dead. Week one.
Is this his last year?
This is, I think, his last year of eligibility.
Unless I think you need to double down.
He doesn't play.
You need to double down.
$200?
Yeah.
I think he was like 70-1 or some shit.
Can you just make a bet on getting to New York?
No.
Ah.
No, there's no he makes it.
That sucks.
Not on my bookie, at least. Dude, how many cards are you going to pull? Don't do it.
There we go, girl. Lulu.
All right, nice little day. We're up like $500.
Should I just do this for a living?
It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's like when you hit a few good golf shots, like, wow.
I think I could do this.
Should I make the tour?
I mean, dude, when I'm not betting $1,000 hands the last couple weeks, like I've done very well on the $100 hands. So I ask again, should I just do this for a living?
Yeah, dude. I should make the Olympic team.
I mean, handball would have been sweet to try.
Easiest sport ever.
Ash flipped a 10.
Great push.
If you've seen in the comments of like certain things about handball, there'll be like an American in there that's like, dude, we would dominate the sport if we gave a fuck about it. And then all these Europeans pop in.
They're so butthurt.
And they get so fucking angry about
Obviously,
it.
Obviously, we have 300 million people in our country.
Like, yeah, it's not, you don't understand.
All it takes is resources.
You know, it's crazy to me that China and India cannot, like, China does okay in terms of, like, fielding Olympic teams or whatever, but...
Dude, I mean, it's always us in China.
Uh-oh, we got some problems here. Oh, that she put the cards in the wrong place. I mean, yeah. I see what my thing says.
But also, like, China's always competing with us with gold. We started out slow because our swim team sucked this year.
Yeah.
Bang.
A little blackjack.
Blackjack, baby.
God damn. It's funny that
And honestly, the Chinese do pretty well for what I think of them athletically.
That's fair. Someone was saying, like, making fun of us the other day, though, about how we count medal counts and not gold counts.
We always win the gold, though.
We usually win the gold, but here's the other thing, too. We are so far ahead of the rest of the world in total gold medals all time that, like, we're, like, 700 ahead. And the next closest is the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Even our old heads are just lapping the field with, like, Katie Ledecky was at the 1500, crushed everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And she's old as hell.
That's just 26.
That's old as hell there.
Is that old? I don't even fucking know.
Oh, no. Actually, stand. Change.
No. It's all right. I'm hitting. You got time.
There we go. Stay.
Chilling on that 16.
14. Oh, well, fuck me.
11.
Yep.
Damn it. Lulu.
I could have used that 7, actually.
Yeah, it would have been helpful.
In hindsight.
Oh, well. Come on, Lulu.
Honestly, we need to, like, make less Olympic games, though. Some of the shit shouldn't be in it.
Synchronized diving is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. I don't even, like, what the fuck is the utility of that sport?
And I know a lot of these people like the very, like, short, digestible sports, like the sevens rugby. The game's, like, 15 minutes long. How is that an actual sport? That can't be like
that. So is that like, that's like 7-on-7 football, right? That's the equivalent of that, like how some small...
But you blink in the game.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's over.
Yeah, I don't care about... Well, rugby in general, really. Although that moment was cool the other day with the women. But
we won the bronze.
Yeah, for the bronze.
I mean, but we beat Australia.
Yeah.
Who?
Those chicks were devastated.
Also, because they're supposed to medal.
Yeah.
That's the sport they're supposed to medal in.
Yeah. Can't be fucking that up. But there are...
And it's what, the equivalent? I mean, I don't really know rugby at all, but somebody said it's like the equivalent of like a last-second 99-yard touchdown.
Yes. I mean, it literally was. Like, yeah. She broke a tackle and then just... Like, went like Zeke Elliott through the fucking secondary.
Beast mode. Just Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. I mean, just... Well, no, because it was, like, there was no one... Like, it wasn't like that Lynch run against the Saints where people are just bouncing off him. She just broke through the first line, and there was no one there.
Also, sub-500 Seahawks team.
I know.
That
won that game. Has anyone had worse playoff luck than Drew Brees?
I don't like Drew Brees.
What? Why? What do you hate about Drew Brees? His face?
Yeah, that's his face. Remember when Oprah said Drew Brees had something on his face and tried to wipe off his little birthmark?
Was she serious? Was she like...
Yeah, she had no idea because she was... Oh. He was she didn't really know who he was.
She just thought he had a giant swath of chocolate across his face. Like he fucking used a cupcake as a pillow.
I'm telling you, look it up.
I mean,
she tries to like wipe it off his face,
and he lets her.
And he's like, "That's just my face. My face." All right, let's take our profits. Let's go.
500. All right. Dick's on the table, finally.
We're up 500 bucks.
You're up 500? Okay.
Let's put it all on the table. I think we're up like 700, but I'm not keeping track.
What'd we say? Under 1,000 doesn't count either way?
I think it does count. I'm going to run that back. Hate what I was handed, though. 4-14 against the 10.
Yeah, I'm going to hit on 14 here.
Yep.
And a bust. Love a good bust.
Okay, I got a 7. Nope.
Let's 9, go.
13.
Attack.
Come on. 8. 17. Fuck.
Just got to chill.
6. Nope.
Oh.
And it's gone.
And sometimes you got to try.
That sucked. That hurt. That fucking hurt.
The important thing is you lived. You know what I mean? You didn't. Sure, you lost money, but you gained life because you felt alive in that moment.
Well, I lived like I was dying, right?
Yeah.
I have issues with that song.
Live like you're dying?
Yeah.
What could possibly be your issue with that song? All right, doubling down here.
It's going to be really hard to find a bull named Fu Manchu.
I suppose. I guess that's fair.
Like, can any old bull do? Boom.
Let's go. I like Lulu.
Also, it took a man dying for him to love deeper.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty pathetic. Wait, you think she's just going to be there forever? You fucking idiot.
Plus, you're not even dying. It's just the man told you to live like it.
No, but I think he did get cancer or something, right? Wasn't that the thing?
I think it was like his dad. Or it was just a random man.
Okay.
We're doubling down.
Doubling down again. Let's go.
I have issues with most country songs.
I know you do.
Because it's not a good genre.
Nothing is better than the comments still that I'll get sometimes on my
fuck
biggest issue with a country
song.
Come on,
10.
No!
Damn it! No!
Pushed.
No! I just doubled down and lost.
Which I will forever say, Farmer's Daughter is an upsetting song.
It's just a field hand.
It's a story
plowing
of
your daughter.
The story of a drifter who steals a farmer's daughter and then farm. There's no other way to read that. I don't care. Someone was like, you ain't from a small town. You don't understand. Like, I understand that nobody wants their fucking hired hand to fuck their daughter. I don't think that's a small town thing.
Especially, yeah. That guy's probably an ex-convict. Fuck. God damn it.
Like, what? The fucking man who was living out of his truck until you gave him your barn to
showers
sleep
in the creek?
Yeah. He starts fucking your daughter and you're like, well, we live in a small town. Like,
not
what?
A lot of options for her.
No, and she went to college. And she comes back and starts, like, you want a better life for her. You don't want her to work in the land like you did. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, because there's not. But the farmer, clearly, you can read between the lines, wanted her to go off and do something different.
Wanted better things.
Yeah. And she comes back. And this drifter's dirty dick just dives right into her. It's a nightmare.
Blackjack, baby. Oof. Yeah, why would you ever take insurance on a blackjack?
Fuck that.
I mean, worst case, you push.
18?
Shouldn't
right.
be an option.
Let's go.
Boom. 13, 20. Hate to see that.
I don't love it. I didn't like that.
It sounds like a Hallmark movie, though.
It is also the plot to many Hallmark movies.
Like, I'm sure your wife was living out a Hallmark movie.
What?
Your wife was probably living out a Hallmark
movie. She is in a very Hallmarky town right now.
In Michigan.
Yeah, it's not great. Like all it would take is one man who owns like a blueberry farm or a something, a coffee shop, and my kids have a new dad. God damn it!
Or
Lulu,
your kids are just yours now. What if she's like, I don't want custody? You can keep.
Good lord!
Just single dad.
We know. I know two people who that kind of happened to.
They're your problem.
I won't say their names.
Name names.
One of them you know as well. And I never got the story. I kind of want to ask him. But
Was he supposed to be on our show the other day?
Yes. And I was always just like, man, what happened? Just because, like, that doesn't happen. That the dude only gets the fucking... So, like, good Lord.
Dudes rock.
Was she just freebasing meth? Like, can you even freebase meth? I don't know.
But was she in prison? Like, what happened?
Fucking for real, dude. Which, props to him, because that's the hardest thing in the world. I couldn't imagine. Couldn't fucking imagine. But, yeah.
I know. How is he supposed to breastfeed?
Yeah. Huh. Breastfeeding's stupid. Just use formula. Save yourself the fucking... Save yourself the stress.
Your kid's gonna... That's why your kids are... They have misshaped heads.
Only one had a misshapen head, and that was the one that was breastfed. Oh, we got a blackjack.
Yeah, we got boned. All right, let's up the ante. Let's do it.
Going back to the well. I am... I'm only up about $400 now. I've had a bad little run here.
It's been a bad little run since you talked about the farmer's daughter.
The Revenge of the Drifter. That'd be a good country song, Drifter's Revenge.
That's just a man that murders you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, we got 11 against the 4. I got to do it.
I'm splitting.
I got to do it, Rob.
You doubling down?
Yep.
I'm splitting, baby.
Big old hand, Rob. This is what dreams are made of.
Oh, boy.
You split in sixes?
Against a 4.
Yep. Split that 6.
I wish I could. I'll chill on that, I guess.
You can.
Yeah.
You can do that.
No, it won't let me.
Oh.
And I'll chill on that.
I thought that was another 6. All right, so we got 1K.
Yeah.
What we got here? Give me 10. 6. 15. 16. Against 13. 23. Boom!
Oh! Let's go!
Bang.
That was some blackjacking right there.
That was hard to watch. It's hard to enjoy. It hasn't hit yet. But we're up $1,000.
Let's go. Look at you. Back. You're back, baby.
Let's try not to blow it in the last 20 minutes of the show.
You just get antsy.
Yeah,
it's, you got to be a little more patient than that.
We got to keep talking to distract me from actually paying attention.
Yeah. You gotta
That's
be,
the key is to never actually, like, to obviously just be on autopilot.
You can't be overly engaged. No. It's like watching your 401k, right? You can't look at it every day. Like, that's insane.
It's psychotic.
Yeah.
The way the market's going? No.
All right.
Fuck, I gotta stay on 12.
Just get a 4, it's fine.
Nope. No 10. No 10. Ah, fuck you.
10? All right. Well, I won.
I'm happy for you.
Appreciate it. Lou's been pretty chill so far.
How was the Michigan summer? The 2 days you
My
had
two
spend?
Days in Michigan? Yeah. It's wonderful. I fucking love Michigan in the summer, dude. Although I will say that the lake is not as wavy as I remember it. As a child, the waves were like ocean waves, kind of the same thing. This one,
you're
is
not little, surfing Lake Michigan.
I know you're not fucking surfing it, but it had like good enough waves where you could like jump on them and, you know, boogie board out of this. It's been a little flat this when I was there.
Boom. Split sixes. Let's go. 15.
There you go. Come on, Lulu. Give him the good stuff. Okay.
Hit on
Double
that.
Double down.
You can't. All right. I mean, I could have. Yeah. You're right. Fuck 11. That would have been a bad double down.
Yeah, it would have been. Would have been horrible.
Would have been horrible.
There you go.
17. We'll stay there. 17 and 15 against the 7. Oh, no. Oh, no. 14.
Bust.
Let's go. All right, let's do it. I'm getting antsy.
Come on, no.
Man.
What are you doing?
The minute I put it on the table.
What?
It had to reload.
Oh. Well, Lulu's shuffling anyway. Dan had 500 on the table again. So that's a thing that he's doing.
patreon.com/softcorehistory. Check it out.
Yeah, just in case this hand doesn't go so well. I was so mad yesterday at Twisters. I was like I was kind of drunk, and I was being a little bit of a slob, I guess. So here's what I did. This is like the most bachelor pathetic, you're alone, your kids are gone day.
How many drinks deep were you?
So I stopped at the restaurant next door and had 2 drinks at the bar. And then I went in, and I probably had like 3 drinks during the movie, 2 beers and a marg.
I told you you get a DUI on the way back.
Well, I didn't.
That's disappointing.
Is it?
You gotta, when the kids and wife are away, the dad has to play in prison.
What the fuck?
That's, I mean, everyone knows that.
Hard no. Hard pass on the DUI. But I was just like, you know what? Let's just be a total piece of shit. I'm eating mozzarella sticks for dinner.
Oh, 12. Against 15, we'll stay.
Double down.
What do you have?
I'm an 11, baby.
You have 11?
You got against this. Against a 5? Oh, wow, a 12. That's not what you want.
Yeah, we both got 12s.
Bang! But doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
$500. We're up. Let's keep it going.
What a day. What a day.
Foot on the gas.
And I was wearing like this new shirt I got, and I love it. It's one of my favorite shirts. Of course, Marinara right on the shirt.
Like same shirt you were wearing yesterday?
Yeah, like a fucking slob. So I've I washed it once.
You got Mott sticks?
Yeah, dude, I love Mott sticks.
Okay. At the movie theater or next door?
At the movie theater.
Okay.
I would have been taking insurance. Shit. Not taking insurance.
No. I'm going to lose either way. Just kill us. Go ahead. No, well, we're fine. Just going to slow play the torture.
What do I have?
Torture.
14?
Yep, I'll we both hit. Got 14s, right?
Yeah, I guess I'll hit.
Fuck give it. Us sevens, 2 sevens.
Or a 10, not what I wanted.
Give me a 7. Ew, that's 1 too many. It's 1 too many. That's not what I asked for. She went ace, ace.
Okay. What does that even mean? What is it? What happened?
Wait, did everybody bust?
Maybe everybody busted.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I was like, the hand is not over.
It's like, that's a 12. We're doing it again. Let's get it.
Oh, my God. All right. Got a 14.
11 against the 2. Yep.
Yeah, you're doubling.
You know it. Let's get back to even, boys.
Good God.
Let's lose this hand and get back to even. Yep, 16.
We did all right.
That's terrible.
You're going to have to live with that.
Yep. Yep, 21. Yep. Oh, boy.
That was so just fucking merciless. She's looking at where you're supposed to be sitting and giving you just like sad eyes.
That was just cutthroat.
Oh, my God.
That's fine, though. Like, we're back to even. That wasn't a loss. I mean, it was. It was a huge.
Humongous.
But we got to justify it. We got to talk our way through this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God, that sucked.
That wasn't good. It's not what you want.
So we're up. I think we're back to like up $100, which is now on the table. And we have a 13 against a 2.
Okay.
Which will stay. And she's going to
I also have a 13 against
eight.
A 2. And I will also be staying. Love rain, splitting. Split those twos, baby. Yeah, that's.
That's not what you want.
Nope.
No.
All right. That's better.
Double down, dude.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, what an animal. Rain is just.
What do you get?
Okay.
Eh.
Yeah.
Another 10. Just give us another. Oh, fuck.
Bitch.
I hate
wow.
It. I hate when dealers have twos.
Wow.
Because it never works the same way when you have a two.
All right, I'm putting 500 on the table. I'm up a grand. We're going 500.
All right. We're literally back to even. So
okay.
Maybe down like 20 bucks or something.
Yeah, well, who's.
But we've made it the show. We only got like 10 more minutes left.
Yeah. You made it so far.
I've made it so far. And we maybe have a blackjack here? Maybe?
20, I'll take it.
We got 20, we'll take it.
Standing. Come on, just, you bitch, if you get a 21. If she flips a 3 and a 10,
just need
her to
flip
a 10. Lose my
we just need her to
mind.
Flip a 10.
Flip a 10.
Nope, she went 7. Don't do it. 16, don't do it.
You bitch.
17.
Okay, right. Okay, okay. Woo! That was getting a little
All right, let's do it again.
Come on, man. You have a life. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but I want to live.
Yeah.
I want to live, Rob. Right now. I don't want your life. There we go. Come on.
Love it.
10.
Give him a blackjack.
10. Boom! Did it.
Look at you, you crazy motherfucker.
Bang, bang. You gotta. What are you at?
13.
Oh.
22. One too many. 12. Watch her
and
bust.
She busted.
God damn it.
Let's Whatever. Go. We're up like $700. Let's just, you,
man, just keep the it changes going. Of fortune.
Let's go.
That you have on a moment-to-moment basis. Goddamn insane.
Hit him with the Swanton bomb. Let's get it.
Oh, you're back to 500 again?
Uh-huh.
I mean, why not? You just won so much. What did you want? $1,200 on that hand, I think?
Yeah.
With the blackjack? Yeah.
13. Love that. Against queen.
Yeah, you know.
And
you...
it's gone.
Hitting on my 313 here.
Give me an 8, please.
Oh, I got the 8.
Oh, you took beep, my 8? Beep, 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 beep. Oh, you took my 8, you bitch.
All right. What'd she flip?
17.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. Nothing really matters.
Just going 100 again?
To me. Because we're up $200.
You're up to? You lost all that money?
I just put $500 on the table.
Yeah, but you won like $1,200 on that blackjack.
No, you win $700 because...
Oh, yeah.
It's counting the money I had on the table.
Yeah, I always forget about that. I don't like that math, but they do.
The math ain't math.
Uh-oh.
16.
What do you got?
Got a hit.
I'm splitting.
Or I could stay.
Splitting my
8. And just hope she flips not a 10.
18, chilling. 12, hit. Sixteen. Hit or stay?
Actually, fuck, I'll hit. 16, I'm going to hit
I'm
on
gonna
the 16.
I'm going to get auto hit, I think. I busted on the other one, damn. All right.
I'm going to hit on the 16. Give me a 5. No. No. And she flipped to 12.
12.
13. 17.
All right, well.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I won a little bit. That's fine. It's fine.
Fine here.
That's just fine.
Fine, yeah.
That's fine, just fine.
Was Glenn Powell good?
Yeah. Twisters was good. The only thing that bothered me, I was tweeting about it last night, is that like...
they make it seem like her tornadoes come out of nowhere.
Well, first off, it's like Oklahoma is, yeah, the blitz during London. Like the London, you know what I mean? Like it's like 1940 in London, and it's just like, oh my God.
They have no idea how to handle it.
Right. And then the Oklahomans, yeah, they're like, they react to the tornado like they've never seen a fucking tornado before. And
that's like their baseline.
Yeah. Like they're like, we got to go help them. They don't know where to go. Get inside. They're like screaming at them. They're like, get down on the ground. Get inside. Like these people know what to do.
Right.
It's not like a storm chase. They're like, help a storm chaser. What's happening?
That doesn't make for a good movie, though.
It doesn't. And that's fine. That's the only...
You gotta make it dramatic.
That was my only gripe. But everyone was good. It was honestly like... The movie was fine, but it was fun. So...
It doesn't have to be good. It just... Yeah.
I will say this.
Summer blockbuster.
I will say this, though. In the first couple minutes... I wish the whole movie was more like the first scene. I don't want to give any spoilers beyond that.
That's it. Okay. All right. 13 against the 9.
They just had a very, very good cold open.
Come on. 16. Keep it coming. 5. Nope. Fuck.
Ay.
Nah, she had the 19 and didn't
killed her. Here. All right. Putting 500 on the table.
Yep.
I'm up over a grand, so fuck it. Let's go. 500 on the table. Had a couple bad hands in a row here. Lulu, what are you talking about?
All right, so if I lose this hand, I'll be down like $200, $300.
Okay.
But
there we go. That's a start.
That's not the start.
There we go. Oh, all 10. Right. I'll Boom. Take a 20.
10 against. Oh, we got double down. 10 against a 6. All day. Come on. Come on. Give me the ace. Give it to me. 10. We'll take it. We'll take
there you
it.
Go. Let's go.
9. Flip a 9.
Woo!
We're up, baby.
Let's fucking go. What a day so far. Holy shit.
Now, let's do the strategy I said I would do.
Which is?
500. Well, $1,000 on the table, but split between two hands.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. So Dan is playing the middle seat and the far left seat. Let's see what happens.
So there's a 3.
Love to see it.
Then a 2.
Love to see it.
7. 12. Against the 4.
So well, yes. That's good at least.
We'll hit there. 10. Keep it coming.
Come on. Come on. Give her a 10. Give him a 10. Give him a 10. Uh-oh.
10.
There you go.
Boom. We'll stay there.
1.
And we'll stay on the 12.
I'm chilling on 18. You're staying on... Oh, yeah. It's 12, I guess.
She's got an 8. Don't like that. 12. 22. Boom. Boom. What a day.
What a day.
What a day.
What a fucking day today. Go to mybookie.com to play live blackjack because you're guaranteed to only win money. You'll never lose.
Now, he sang that because it's not true. So, legally, that's called parody law.
Yeah. Because then, someone takes us to court. I'll be like, Your Honor, I'm doing finger guns and singing.
Clearly, this man is not serious. Yeah. All right. Give it a couple more hands. We're up like $2,000, some shit like that.
Yeah. Let's call
go.
It, yeah, I'm up. I think I'm up like $1,700 right now.
Oh, boy. What a day.
What a fucking day.
We're back. The balls are back in time.
Did you weren't on Jake's bachelor party, were you?
No.
Oh, boy.
I didn't go to Jake's wedding.
Wow.
He didn't invite me.
I invited you to my right, bachelor party.
So Jake's got married before we were like...
Oh, yeah, true.
Engaging with each other.
Uh-oh. Lulu's gone. Who is this man?
This guy's a killer. All right, so this will be our last hand because we got to get the fuck out. Unless he wants to be... He wants to play ball.
We'll see.
Lulu was so good to us.
Lulu was great to us.
I don't like the jib of this, man.
No. Don't like it at all. Gotta reload the hand here real quick.
What do we got?
Boris is his name. Oh, my God. That's...
Not a Boris.
You don't want
that.
Well,
he gave me a 6. All right. Come on.
15.
Oh, no. He gave me 12.
Against what, a 9? Yeah, all right. I'm gonna hit. Oh, don't love the position I'm in here.
No. What's he giving you?
We got a bust, yeah.
Come on. 9. Alrighty.
Oh, Lord. Boris is mean. All right, we'll do one more hand.
One more hand?
Yeah. I am going to put 500 on the table, though.
I'll do it, too.
Because fuck Boris.
Because either way, we're going to be up.
Yeah. Yeah, we're up. We're up anyway.
No
so
matter
fuck
what.
It.
Oh, he's lagging. That's our internet.
All right, is our last hand. Fuck you, Boris. You
last hand.
You dickhead.
Give me a double down opportunity, Boris.
There we go.
Ace. Come on. 10.
18. Okay.
Blackjack. Boom. That's how you end it.
All
right.
What
a motherfucking day.
What, should I hit or should I stay on my 18? 8-18.
You're at 18?
Yeah.
Against 8?
Yeah.
You stay.
Yeah, that's what I think.
What the
too.
Fuck?
I'm just making sure.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he can beat you with an ace, but it's very small.
I pushed on my 500. All right.
What a day.
What a day. What a
Boys,
day.
Boys, we're back.
Day.
I'm glad.
For Dan Regester, I'm Rob Fox. This has been Casino Friday on MyBookie.com.
You gave it to him hard.
Let's go.